This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live
is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Conan,
and Will.
And we've spent the first hour talking about public schools and the ways that they wind up, let's say, stunting children.
Stunting their health, their mental and, well, yeah, their mental health.
And, again, this is from an article from thefederalist.com where the lady is, in my opinion, she's just, you know, writing about these Hollywood stereotypes as if it is actual real life. And, Conan, you're saying, how do we know that it's not? And, you know, maybe for some people, you know, it is their reality, but what she is saying is there are cliques, and those cliques have hierarchies. And if you are a member of one clique and then you do something that the hierarchical leader doesn't like, then you get punished. But that's not real life.
Okay.
Real life is, as you and Will both pointed out, you've jumped around and hung out with people from every different click.
I don't consider Will and I to be the normals.
No, we're not the normals.
I
not the
say normals. You were normal.
I but saw this.
Everybody that I knew when I was in high school, they would bounce around and hang out with different people. It wasn't you're a jock and you can only hang out with other jocks.
I went to a very small school and there was most definitely a hierarchy. There was most definitely cliques and there was people and there were most definitely individuals who would not leave their clique ever. They would not go and segregate with the rest of their peers.
And I think that that's the exception, not the rule.
And I think that life imitates Hollywood and vice versa. It's, you know.
Right, but again, Hollywood can't have nuance.
Well, I think also that it has, all, I think, like you said before, it has to do with the size of the school that you go to. Like these huge schools where you kind of get lost in the mix, unless you have a clique, you're probably going to be more likely to be forced into staying into those cliques. But then you go to a small, like, again, like none of us had graduating classes bigger than 200, 300 kids. None of us went to big high schools.
I went to what was one of the biggest high schools in the area.
In the area? What was the area?
Alabama.
Alabama is not an area. Like, you weren't in Birmingham.
Yes, I was.
You were?
I was in
the biggest high school in Birmingham.
I was the one town next to Birmingham. And our graduating class was bigger than any of them in Birmingham.
Wow. Well, that is a pretty big high school then.
Yes. That's what I'm saying, and I think there were only like two other schools in the state that had larger graduating classes.
Wow.
You had to go to like Atlanta or somewhere in Tennessee to find much larger high schools.
And you still saw free moving between...
Yes!
Okay, here's
That's what I'm saying. I think my experience was much more the norm, not... You know, this whole, here's what Hollywood portrays.
Okay, here's something else that Hollywood portrays. It's very commonplace. It's the theme in every prison movie that I've ever seen. When the guy goes to a big prison, and if he doesn't get into a group right off the bat, he doesn't have any protection and he finds himself somebody's you know what. All right. I've never been, so I don't know. Maybe somebody out there in the ethers could call in and tell us is this real?
855-450-free. So is it the thing on the first day in prison, you go punch the biggest, baddest dude? Do you do that on the first day or not?
My mom had a husband that was in prison for 10 years, and this was the way that he put it. The rape thing may have been real and big back in the day, but there's so many people giving it away for free in prison mm-hmm. now that you don't have to take it, if that makes sense.
Yes. maybe not necessarily a sex toy, but getting beat on and, yes. and forced to
that,
do the will of others.
That, is completely true.
So there was one more point from this list about the reduced content knowledge promotes conformity.
Yeah, radical education reform has gutted school curricula of meaningful content, replacing it with identity politics, fads, and political activism. Kids are increasingly ignorant of the U.S. Constitution, the basics of civil society, and how our system of government works and why.
Our system of government doesn't work.
It does not. You're correct.
Nobody in D.C. gives two dams about the U.S. Constitution. And again, she, you know, keeps using the term leftist, so it tells you what her political bent is, to where, you know, she thinks that this document written 240 years ago is going to save us from the government.
Not only that, but pushing it with such an unabashed political bent, it loses credibility.
Right.
It really does.
This growing ignorance of history, geography, and classics makes it harder for children to find context in their place in the world. It disables their ability to think clearly and independently, and it cripples imagination and creativity. Such ignorance creates a vacuum for a more cynical and nihilistic approach towards life. And I'm a cynic, so I don't like.
And I also don't think that this woman actually wants children to learn how to think clearly. She wants them to learn to think how she thinks.
Correct.
Yes.
I would say, if you went to this woman and said that we're going to get away with, or we're going to take away the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, she would probably, yes, the vein in her head would explode all over you.
Number 10 on her list, and I don't want to go beyond just telling you the headline here. She says, public school is increasingly hostile towards Christianity.
Yeah.
Which tells you that she only wants her version of religion to be allowed in school. Well, I guarantee you, she would not want you and your children in her school with your holy book.
But we have all determined that she's most definitely coming from an angle. But
I could have told you that when I read the headline of the website.
But schools have become increasingly hostile to Christianity. They have.
If by and hostile you mean that, you know, courts are upholding that you can't prefer one religion to another, then yes, they're hostile.
I'm thinking more in terms of, if you listen to some of these, so they have a bill here in New Hampshire to actually pay private schoolers and homeschoolers, are funding them a portion of tuition.
Yeah, it's a scholarship
which would take money from public schools.
Right, because the students aren't using the public schools.
If you listen to the reps who are against this, this is brought up, they are against Christian schools, Christian educators and students getting that money from public.
And that's not the only thing, though. In Florida, there was an argument, because they have a voucher bill in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It was brought up for discussion and debate again because someone pointed out, Muslims can get that money. The bill in Tennessee, the voucher bill in Tennessee, that's how the Democrats convinced the Republicans to table the bill. Was a Democrat got up and gave a speech about how the Muslim private school was going to get the money, and the guy who was getting up to give a speech about his support of the bill that was a Republican instead got up and gave a speech about how we were about to give tax dollars to terrorism training camps, and he wasn't going to stand for it, and the Republicans that sponsored that bill got pulled quick and tabled, and it's never went back up for a vote again. And the Democrats knew if they rang that Pavlov's bell of Islam, that the Republicans would turn against the school choice bill.
And the supporters of the bill here in New Hampshire, they've made clear that this is not a voucher bill. It's money that follows the student. It's not a voucher but it kind of looks like a voucher and acts like a voucher. And there is something, I forget if it's in the state constitution or in the state laws.
It's the state constitution, and it says
tax
that
tax funding cannot go to religious institutions.
Correct. And so what happens when a parent takes this funding and gives it to their Christian private school? That's going to be the next item on the courts.
Here's the solution. Get rid of government funding of education. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that costs a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? How about doing it from the back of your car, Will Coley? How many stickers do you have?
Tons. Tons. Oh, my God, so many. And I would say half of them come from
LibertyStickers.com.
I'm trying to imagine a ton of stickers.
That would be,
that'd be a lot of stickers.
The whole back of my van is covered. You can see out of the window mostly.
You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker.
Yes.
Okay.
It's safe.
You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. I know I've rolled up a little bit closer at a red light to read. What's that say? Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. So we've been talking about this thing called education that is more properly just
not education, schooling, public schools.
We're talking about schooling.
But we also talked a little bit about our past, about our experiences, and we all went to little schools.
I want to make sure that I make this point very clear. We need to stop saying public schools.
Government-run
schools. No. Private schools do the same thing a lot of the time. And not only that, but because of our whole system of accreditation, private schools... Basically, what you get at a private school is you get a better qualified teacher to teach your kids the same crap they teach in a public school, just at an earlier age. Yes. So, like, instead of learning how to do multiplication tables in third grade, you learn how to do them in first grade. But they're still teaching Common Core, but instead of a teacher with a bachelor's degree in education teaching your kid, it has to be a teacher with a master's degree, because since you're a private school, we're going to hold you to this other standard where you have to have higher qualified teachers than a public school to get the same accreditation that a public school has.
I know those private schools exist. They teach just like the public schools, public government schools do.
They just add religious courses.
The private schools that I went to as a young lad were wholly different. I was learning the phonics.
Phonics?
Hooked on phonics. We were learning that, and then I went to the public schools, and then I had to relearn everything because I had done it all wrong. I had learned it, you know, one way, and then they turned around and flipped it on its head, and I found out that I had learned wrong, according to them.
Yeah.
Even though I knew how to read.
Yeah.
So let's move to an open letter to students from a former teacher to students who are walking out.
Okay, what do you mean former? Like in he just quit or he's been retired for some time?
He says, I'm a retired teacher of 24 years. Doesn't say when he retired, but retired teacher, former. I taught you as a 7th grader all the way through 12th. This is not a tweet or a text. It's called a letter, lengthy and substantial. Do you really want to make a difference? Are you sincere about making your school safe? Don't walk out. Read this instead. Walking out of school is easy compared to what this letter will challenge you to do. First of all, put down your stupid phone. Look around you at your classmates. Do you see the kid in the corner over there alone? He could likely be the next shooter. He needs a friend. He needs you. Go talk to him. Befriend him. Chances are he won't be easy to like, but it's mainly because no one has ever tried to like him. Ask him about him. Get to know him. He's just like you in that respect. He wants someone to recognize him as a fellow human being, but few people ever give him the chance. You can. Next, see the kid eating lunch all alone? He could also likely be our next shooter. Invite him to eat lunch with you. Introduce him into your fold of friends. You'll most likely catch a lot of flack from the friends you already eat with because they don't want him upsetting the balance of their social order. After all, you want to hang out, or rather, who you want to hang out with is critical to your status, is it not? If status is important, don't you think it's important to him also? The only difference being that he has no status because generally shooters have no friends. Are you serious about wanting to make your school safe? Invite him to your lunch table and challenge your friends to do something meaningful with 30 minutes of their lives each day. Lastly, are you completely frustrated by the kid who always disrupts your class and is consistently sent to the principal's office? He could likely be the next shooter. Do you know why he causes so much trouble? He initiates disruption because that's the only thing he does that gets him attention. And even bad attention is better than no attention that he receives from you and your classmates. You secretly wish he would get kicked out of school or sent to the alternative disciplinary school so that he wouldn't disrupt your class anymore, that somehow he should just disappear. Guess what? He already feels invisible in a school of thousands of classmates, including you. So before he acts out in your next class, why don't you tell him you'd be willing to help him with the assignment that was just given? Or why don't you ask him to join your study group? If you really want to blow his mind, ask him for help on the assignment. He's never been asked before. Ever. If you have read this far, you probably really do care about your safety and the safety of your school. Don't trust that walking out will bring an answer. Gun control or more laws is not and will not be the answer. You are the answer. Your greeting, your smile, your gentle human touch is the only thing that can change the world of a desperate classmate who may be contemplating something as horrendous as shooting a school. Look past yourself and look past your phone and into the eyes of a student who no one else sees. Meet the gaze of a fellow human being desperate to make contact with anyone, even just one person. You, if you really feel the need to walk, walk towards the person. Your new friendship can relieve the heartache of one person, and in doing so, possibly prevent the unjustifiable heartache of hundreds of lives in the future. I know you. I trust you. You are the answer. And teachers, my fellow guardians of our youth, I know you too. I know the desire of wanting to make a difference in a young person's life. I know the thrill of stepping in front of a classroom of students, but simultaneously intimidated by the trust bestowed upon you. I also know the crushing, sometimes unbearable responsibility that your shoulders are asked to carry. But that's why you got into teaching, because you have big shoulders and a big heart. You're overworked, I would add underpaid, but you didn't get into teaching for the pay, so it need not be said. You're underappreciated and exhausted. May I add one more item to that list? You're a miracle waiting to happen in the life of the worst student. He could likely be your next shooter. The next time, and there's always a next time, that he's ready to wreak havoc in your classroom, I challenge you to pull him aside and ask if he's okay, if there's something bothering him, and if there's anything you can do to help. Your genuine concern may just be the miracle he's looking for, the miracle we're all looking for. I know you. I trust you. You are the answer. Signed, a former teacher who is as heartbroken as you and trusting you are not going to walk out on the real answer, David Blair. And yes, teachers really do have first names. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Conan,
and Will.
And we've got some forums. Yeah, that means, you know, like old school forums. You can join us in the forums. And, yeah, there's also the Discord, but that's kind of like a big giant chat room thing. And you know what happens with chat rooms? Yep, they get taken over by trolls. But I prefer the forums over at forum.freetalklive.com. Yeah, it's kind of like the old school bulletin board sort of thing, but with newer tech behind it. Forum.freetalklive.com.
So, Daryl, you just read a letter from a teacher, a former teacher,
yes,
to the kids who are all walking out. They're all staging these walkouts, or they're going up to Tampa to talk to the legislators and whatnot. And he says, you know what, if you really want to be the change that you're claiming you want to be, go over there and talk to the bullied kid, talk to the loner, talk to the guy sitting all by himself. Make,
yes,
make the kid feel better. Make him feel a part of the unit that,
right,
you claim to be, and that's where you should start. And I think I've heard this argument more this year than I think I have ever heard. And this is something I've always this is what I've always known to be the case as far as these poor kids on their psychotropic drugs and that have been probably bullied or have family problems or whatever going and shooting their schools up. And it's like, yeah, where were you, preppy kid? Where were you, jock boy? Where were you when this kid was getting beat down? You mean, or coming to school after his mom died and comforting him, you know, and whatnot. Where were you? And you actually let this happen. It's kind of your fault. But the thing is, I've heard this argument more than I think I've ever heard it before. And a lot of it, by the way, is coming from the right wing. And what I fear is that, and I hope this doesn't happen, that with all of this attention on the loner kid, on the lonely kid, that it doesn't backfire, and right. that these kids all of a sudden are now fearful of the lonely kid, and instead of going and confronting him and comforting him,
well, you just now said they confront now, that word itself. Okay, well, I meant implications.
Yeah, well, I meant confront in a positive.
I
interact with.
Yes,
but, and that's why I changed it to comfort. Yeah. But I mean, I hope that it doesn't turn around and blow up in someone's face, and not just the administrator. I mean, the students, but the administrators are now going and targeting these poor kids who would never blow up, who would never.
I hate to tell you, but administrators were usually targeting, you know, the marginalized kids. I don't have a problem talking about it now that I'm an adult, but for the first. Until I hit middle school and I moved to Florida, I was that kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally shorter than the shortest girl in my grade. I was the smallest kid in my class. And I was treated like the smallest kid in my grade. And in fifth grade, one of my teachers, I was to bend over and allow the other kids in my classroom to kick me in the butt.
And the teacher allowed it? The teacher probably instigated it.
Yes. The teacher told me to do it. Because of something I had done to, like, make the class, now the class wasn't going to be able to do something, and she wanted them to punish me for it. Like, wow. There were teachers, Miss Gormley was her name.
That's some straight Ender's Game right there.
Here's the best part. Like, she had a deformed face where she had had a bolt on a bed rip her nose off her face as a small child. Okay. And her hands were curled up like this, so she had a physical deformity and walked.
For people not in the studio, he's curling his arms in towards the forearm,
like eagle talons.
You know that stereotypical, quote-unquote, retard? I don't even really like to use the term for a person that's got, you know, a physical or a mental deformity. But that hands curled in thing.
Yeah, the hand gesture that Donald Trump did to make fun of a reporter, he says, I didn't do that.
She was a teacher, a fifth-grade teacher, and she had, like, a kind of a limp, but she had, like, a physical deformity. And let other kids pick on me. And that's what I, now as an adult, that I find so absolutely, like, horrifying and,
that she
like,
should,
how?
She should, out of all of the teachers, she should have known better
that
was not
okay
acceptable.
At all, yeah. And now, once I moved to Florida and I got to middle school and, you know, some things in my life changed, that all went away. But I could have very well been like a Dylan Roof. I mean, that literally was my senior year in high school when that happened.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, something changed and things in my life changed and my whole school, everything changed.
Yeah, I think you left baby prison and you went out into the real world where people don't behave the same way. The pecking order might still be there, Daryl, and the hierarchical system might still be there, but it's much easier to actually get along with your fellow human beings because, I don't know, maybe there are consequences involved and maybe humanity kind of takes shows its head.
School is a horrible place. When I lived in St. Petersburg, I lived across the street from St. Pete High School, and they literally had the magnetic buzzing gate.
Yep.
To let the kids on and off the campus. And
what?
This was in 2003.
Wow.
And it was to prevent kids from skipping class. There was a 7 or 8 foot tall fence. And you can go to St. Pete High School. It's right there. You get off the exit for downtown St. Pete and you drive right by it on your way to Highway 19. It's on your right. There's a drive-in pizza store on your left. And the kids would skip school. They would hang out in my yard because I had a tall fence you couldn't see through. I would come out at like 2 o'clock in the morning and find like 5 or 6 high school kids smoking doobies like in my backyard at my table. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And I'm like,
we're getting away from prison.
You're not going to tell on us, are you? Well, no, I'm not going to tell on you, but could you not smoke pot in my yard while you're skipping school?
Well, it's coming. More fences, more fingerprint scanners when you check in the morning. More locked doors. It's so good. God, I mean, we have a really nice high school here in Keene, and I've walked through those halls while the kids are in doing their thing, learning how to take tests, and it is scary to me.
Yeah.
It is Ender's Game.
Our school in Florida, when I was in middle school in the 90s, we had an armed police officer on the campus. And that was, like I said, 40 minutes from civilization, out in the middle of the Ocala National Forest.
He was like a security guard. He was an actual cop.
He was an actual uniformed police officer that was on campus because if you got in a fight, he took you to jail in his car. But he was an arm, and if you got caught with, like, kids were getting caught with pot and stuff like that, you know. And same thing at the high school. There was an officer Monster, and his name was actually Monster. Officer Monster, I remember him. He was like 6 foot tall, bald on the top, and I mean he was an okay guy.
What was his coworker, Officer Red Bull?
I don't know, but he was a cop, you know, and he was on campus. He walked around. He had a gun, and he walked around campus. There was a fight, and you saw him like run. You know, like this middle-aged, bald man go running across the campus like a bat, like, it's because there's a fist fight over by the football field or something, and he's running as fast. He had a golf cart for if the distance was too far to run, and he'd hop in his golf cart and zoom right off. And we're talking like 1997.
Well, here in Keene, they just approved a armed officer, I think it was 2 years ago, and he rotates. He goes from the high school to the middle school to whatever.
Well, we saw in Parkland, Florida, just how much that even matters.
Yeah, you know? Well, we even talked about that last night where there were two SWAT officers from a neighboring jurisdiction that they were doing some training. They heard on the radio. They're like, wait, that's not too far. And they drove over. Hey, is there anything you need us to do? And the guy in charge was like, nah, we're cool. The two SWAT guys that showed up to help wound up being removed from the SWAT and given some kind of reprimand because, well, we can't just have everybody show up to a scene. Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be about government schooling or cannabis being safer than opiates. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Conan.
And Will.
And, you know, we often talk a good bit about cryptocurrencies on this show. And wouldn't it be great if there was a website that you could go to get all kinds of cryptocurrency news? Well, there is. news.bitcoin.com. One of the articles posted earlier today, and Will, this might interest you, most forked coins are proving more of a hassle than they're worth. And they talk about not just some of the forks of Bitcoin, but also Zcash, Ether Classic, and Litecoin that all had forks recently. And, yeah, some of them not worth the hassle to try to figure out how do I get my private key from this and then import it into there. And then there's all kinds of other stuff. Let's see, what are some of the other headlines? Single Point launches a Bitcoin payment solution for the cannabis industry. And that ties into
Potcoin, Canacoin, hemp coin, the other 500 weed-related coins.
No. Sounds as though they're doing a payment solution, not a new currency. But the cannabis thing, and again, these stories and more, news.bitcoin.com, ties into something, Will, that you have about a study about cannabis and opioids.
Well, everybody here that's got, you know, everybody in America that has a brain and ears knows that we're in the midst of you know, 60 or more thousand people dying a year from opiate overdoses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, I come from Tennessee where, you know, we have a term for opiate users there. We call them pillbillies. It's replaced crack and crystal meth in many states as like the addictive drug of choice. And many of these people, I have a friend who was hooked on who was hooked on fentanyl. She got started with hydrocodones because of fibromyalgia, you know, because chronic pain. One of the reasons I wanted to bring this up, I live with chronic pain. I've lived with chronic pain for 10 years. And what they're finding now, I've always, since I was 22 years old, I've sworn off the use of opiates. I don't like, they make me sick. So it wasn't really hard for me. And I've searched for other ways to treat my pain. And the Journal of European Internal Medicine, they did a study recently that finally, you know, validates everything I've said for the last 8 years. They followed almost 3,000. Go ahead.
But before you jump into that, I just pulled up a statistic from drugabuse.gov, which is, you know, it's a .gov, so, you know, some government thing. But they have broken down the 64,000 drug overdose deaths in 2016 by the type of drug. So synthetic opioids other than methadone, 20,000. Heroin, 15,000. Natural and semi-synthetic opioids, 14,000. Cocaine, almost 11,000. Methamphetamine, almost 8,000. And methadone, 3,300.
Darryl, where's weed at?
That still remains at zero.
Well, the article I've got here actually says that all 64,000 of those people died from opioid overdoses.
All right, well,
it links drugabuse.gov, and it says 64,000 people died from opioid overdoses.
Well, they're wrong.
So, yeah.
Somebody made a mistake somewhere.
How many people are listed there who overdosed on weed?
That number still remains at zero throughout all of human history. Although there is a claim that two people overdosed from marijuana.
Dabs. Yeah, they took too many dabs.
What about all the dogs that died?
Both of
eating the
claimed,
chocolate.
Both of,
the butter.
Those aren't humans. They died from eating chocolate.
But.
The two deaths allegedly linked to cannabis were not recent. They were from like the 1960s. And again, there's reports that they may have had other things in their system other than just cannabis.
They were purposefully poisoning cannabis in the 60s and 70s in order to discourage, just like they did with alcohol.
Just like they're poisoning oil, correct. Using the paint thinner.
This says here.
It's not 60,000, but it's still a huge number compared to, say, cocaine and
any other drug.
Cocaine, 10,000. Let's add methamphetamine at almost 8,000. Methadone at 3,300. So
okay, methadone is an opiate, though. Methadone is what you take to get off heroin.
Right. Add that with natural and semi-synthetic opioids, which is another 14. So that's 25,000. Heroin, that puts us at 40. And then synthetic opioids at 20,000. So it's nearly 60,000.
Okay. Of the 64,000 overdoses. So, you know, like 94% of the overdoses in America are opioids. And again, a lot of this comes from people who are trying to treat pain. I have uncles who've lived with chronic pain who have been opioid addicts more than one time in their life because of numerous surgeries. Well, the European Journal of Medicine did a study that followed nearly 3,000 cancer patients from 2015 to 2017 as they embarked on a medical marijuana treatment specifically for chronic pain. Each patient was able to choose a plan that specifically catered to their lifestyle and had 16 different strains of cannabis to choose from. Pain scales were ranked before taking the medicine and then measured again after treatment was underway. The results were overwhelmingly possible. Only 1,211 of the patients were able to be surveyed. 608 stopped treatment for various reasons. 902 of them actually died in that course of time. But 95.9% of those who were able to be, of the 1,200 patients, reported an improvement in their condition. The vast majority of them experienced a dramatic reduction in pain, while at the outset, 52.9% of patients rated their pain scale between an 8 and 10 on a scale of 10. After 6 months of treatment, the number of patients reporting that level of pain had dropped to just 4.6%. Said on top of managing pain, the study shows that cannabis was also capable of treating other issues that we all know it helps with, sleeping issues, vomiting, anxiety and depression, and that the study's author fully endorses the drug as a treatment option. In an age where physicians often prescribe a different medicine for each cancer symptom, cannabis as a comprehensive treatment that affects several symptoms becomes a desirable therapeutic option. As a palliative treatment for cancer patients, it seems to be well tolerated, effective, and safe.
All right, so let's go back to the statement about doctors oftentimes will give a different prescription for each symptom. Oh, you're nauseous. Take this. You have trouble sleeping. Take this. You have this. Take that. And then, oh, well, this pill, the little yellow pill here, Will, it gives you these side effects, so you need to take the green pill to counter the side effects of the yellow pill, and that gives you side effects that, well, the sleeping pill also gives you those side effects, so you need to take this other pill. So then instead of taking three pills for three symptoms, you're taking six pills because three of them are for the symptoms, and then three of them are for the side effects caused by the three pills.
Well, like me, painkillers make me ill. Like, if I take anything bigger than, like, a 5-milligram hydrocodone or Vicodin, they make me very nauseous. And treating chronic pain with cannabis, not only does it not make me nauseous to start with, it actually makes the pain go away in a manner that it stays gone, but I don't have to be a loopy-do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have five children. I don't want to be, and I have a job. I have to take care of a radio show. Like, I have a life. I have to be a human being and take care of responsibilities, clean a house, you know, like, I have things to do. And being on opioids does not allow me to do that. But there are cannabis strains out there, like Harlequin, that are made to be,
Is that an indica or a sativa?
It's
how many milligrams of THC?
It's a hybrid, and it's meant to not make you high.
Okay,
like it's just straight up meant to not make you high. It's the way it's described on like the cannabis websites is pain relief without intoxication. You know, it's pain relief without intoxication. So you don't have to get high to smoke pot.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you have any experiences with medicinal marijuana? What about medicinal psilocybin?
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.